I think one of the easiest things to do as a Christian is to become complacent, to get comfortable where we are and forget what's at stake. I mean, just imagine a group of soldiers in the middle of a great battle, completely surrounded by the enemy, and they kick off their boots, lean back in their recliners, enjoy a latte, and read the morning paper. That's about as ludicrous a picture as I could paint. But I'm afraid it's something many of us do. We really do. Satan tempts us to live our lives as if this huge cosmic struggle is not going on. Just do our job, manage our to-do list, pay our bills, act and live like there's no Satan, no spiritual forces of evil, as Paul put it. Folks, that's a deadly approach. C.S. Lewis put it, I think, very succinctly. In one of his writings, he said, we make two mistakes when we think about Satan and his followers. Some of us respond with superstition. We overstate Satan's power. Superstitious folks see Satan everywhere they look. Others respond with not superstition, but what C.S. Lewis calls substition. Makes up his own words as he goes. That, in other words, they understate Satan's role in today's world. I think most people, most folks that I know, and probably including myself many times, fall into this camp. Blinded by our modern, tremendous understanding of reason, we're much more likely to believe that everything has a rational, physical explanation. People do bad things because they make bad choices. They had a rough upbringing. They inherited bad genes. They have a mental illness. You know, is it possible that the simple truth is that they've fallen under the sway of Satan and let him take over their lives? I think so. I really do. I think Peter's warning very much fits with us. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8 said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When's the last time you thought about that? Seeking whom he may devour. I think we need to be more aware of what Satan is doing in this world, and particularly into our lives. If you're a mom or dad or a grandparent, he's after your kids. He's going to do anything to win their hearts and to see that they don't love his son and they're not faithful in their worship to him. If you're married, he's after your marriage. He's trying to drive a wedge between you and your spouse. If you're single, he's trying to undermine your relationship so that you'll pull away from God in disgust and frustration. Regardless, folks, who you are, he's after you. And he'll pull every dirty little trick in the book to convince you that your relationship to Jesus really isn't working. It really isn't that important. We need to be extremely careful that we don't let him intimidate us. Now, he can't overpower God, of course. He just can't do that. But folks, don't underestimate him. He's going to try everything to get you to walk away from God. We are in a fight to the death, and eternity hangs in the balance. You think about it. When's the last time you thought about Satan? Just, you go out and you're in the military, and you're walking guard, or you're in a frontline post. You better be thinking about that guy out in front of you, because he's trying to do all he can to kill you. That's what war's all about. There's nothing pretty about war. It's as ugly a thing as there is in the world. And we are in a war. A war to the death. My concern is that each of us be aware that there's a roaring lion going about seeking, can I devour you tonight? How about tomorrow? How about when you get discouraged and frustrated and people don't treat you right? And you, we've all had those days. When we hit those, what difference does it make? I just give up. I can't do it. There's Satan licking his chops, ready to pounce. ready to pounce. You remember what Peter said? I just read it. Be sober and be vigilant. That's our need. The rest of the passage goes on to tell us if we'll resist him, he'll flee from us. The only hope he has is to pull you out away from God. If you're aware, forewarned is forearmed. God forewarns us. But are we listening? If you've allowed Satan to get a hold of you, to pull you away from God, to put you in a position to where he can get a hold of you, you need to come back. You need to do it right now. Not later, but I mean right now. Because this is a war to the death. Can we help? Please, please give us that opportunity right now while we stand and while we sing.